hundreds of mayors, governors and local leaders whose communities have dealt with the blows of climate change are in Brazil for key talks ahead of the COP30 summit. Among them is my next guest, who is the only Australian leader invited to co-chair the COP30 Local Leaders Forum alongside the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, and California Governor Gavin Newsom. Anna Reynolds is the Lord Mayor of Hobart and joined me a short time ago from Rio de Janeiro. What seems to be the key issue for the local leaders who are attending this gathering?
Well, this is a gathering of some of the most significant actors on climate change, and all of the people here, which is around 200 mayors, but about 1,000 people altogether, we really, I guess, see ourselves as climate doers, people that are actually getting things done rather than the climate wreckers. And there is definitely concern about climate wreckers, influential climate wreckers that are really delaying action. But the positive news is that there are lots of amazing things being done at that local level. And so this is a gathering of organisations and mayors that are connected to the C40 network, which is a network of big cities, and also the Global Covenant of Mayors, which I'm associated with. And that represents 14,000 cities and smaller towns and also regions. And all of us are united with an alliance that we want to see action on climate change. And we see benefits not just for the planet, but for our local environments and our local economies and our local communities.
But when you're using the term climate wrecker, what do you mean by that?
Well, obviously the United States President and his speech to the UN Assembly a few weeks ago was a very clear indication of a climate wrecker. But I think there is a sense that that has set the tone, and there is a bit of delay setting into the negotiations at the national level. And we don't want to see that delay. We do want to see actions continuing. And so these kind of events occurring in the lead up to the COP, which is happening next week in Berlin, really does set a positive tone to take into the talks, which can sometimes feel like they're moving at a snail's pace. But the good thing about this event is it's really showcasing a lot of transition, a lot of action happening in local governments and regional governments around the world. There's about one in seven people in the world are connected to the cities and towns and regions that are part of these alliances. So these are really significant places and numbers of people that where things are certainly happening.
What can local government do about climate change?
The thing about climate change is we can't just tackle it through a sort of top-down approach where you sort of throw money at the big point sources of emissions. We also need to really work from the ground up. So, for example, the transport sector in Australia, which is the fastest growing area of emissions, really needs state, local and federal working together to decarbonise that sector through the provision of public transport, but also through ensuring that we can get the electric vehicle infrastructure that's required, and that includes things happening in our local streets as well as in our main streets and big cities.
Speaking to other local government leaders who are at this gathering, what have you learnt from them?
Well, I've learned that there's an incredible passion for taking action, and that is as much about delivering local results. So I think the many mayors these days aren't necessarily talking about climate change as much, although they are very concerned about the impacts of things like heat, obviously extreme weather events as well, but heat is a major concern for a number of the cities here. But they're also seeing that as they put in place solutions like clean air zones, which has been very successful in Paris and London, they are really getting amazing results for their city in terms of health improvements for the community. And as they roll out more decentralised power systems, they're getting lower energy bills for their communities, which means there's more money to inject into the local economy for other things.
Anna Reynolds, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.